Thank you, brother. Next question. Is congregational dua asa sola in bid'ah? What happens to your repentance and good deeds when you practice bid'ah?
MashaAllah, you said that one in very quickly, brother. Okay, like I said, the whole issue of bid'ah is something that a lot of people do not really comprehend it thoroughly. And the problem is this. To really answer this question, we have to talk about what is sunnah and what is bid'ah. One thing we want to ask. Did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam do it? Did the Prophet do it? Or did his companions do it? If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't do it, and if his companions didn't do it, generally, although not always, that's the confusing bit, but generally we can say, nearly always, that it is a bid'ah, it is an innovation. So if we ask a simple question, and this is an issue that's been very big in England, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can we find any evidence that after the obligatory congregational prayer, that the Prophet used to raise his hands and supplicate, and the people used to raise their hands and supplicate, and they used to follow him in that? Because if the Prophet didn't do it, then to start doing that and making it a habit is to bring some new practice into the religion. Because the sunnah is not only what the Prophet did, it's also what he left out. Do you understand? The sunnah is not only what the Prophet did, it's what he left out. For example, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make adhan for the Eid prayer? Is there adhan for the Eid prayer? Does anyone know the answer to that? There is no adhan for the Eid prayer. So is it therefore permissible to add an adhan for the Eid prayer? No, it's not. Because that's something the Prophet left. So to add it is definitely a bid'ah. There's another example I want to give that comes to my mind of Abdullah ibn Umar. A man sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah. As-salatu as-salam ala Rasulullah. And Abdullah ibn Umar said, no. He said, we were not ordered by the Prophet and we were not told by the Prophet to say that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, but when you sneeze, say, Alhamdulillah. So to add As-salatu as-salam ala Rasulullah to that is an innovation. Because the Prophet did not teach us that. He said, when you sneeze, say, Alhamdulillah. And you reply, Yarhamukallah. And then you reply, Yahdikum Allah wa yusli abalakum. This is the correct. So to add something to that is a bid'ah. Okay? So this is something to think about. So therefore, to regularly make it a habit to raise the hands and make dua after the congregational prayer, then unless you can find a proof that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it, or that the companions did it, then you have to say that this is not from the sunnah. This is contradicting the sunnah. And what do we find many times, brothers and sisters? In fact, this proves a very important point about bid'ah. Every time you introduce a new thing in the religion, you destroy the sunnah. That's why bid'ah is so evil. Every time you do a bid'ah, you actually destroy a sunnah. Because there's only two ways you can worship Allah. According to the way the Prophet did it, or some other way. So the moment you do an act of worship in an innovated way, by necessity, you destroy the sunnah. And what do you find? If the imam raises their hands in prayer, many times you find the people do not recite, for example, the dua that the Prophet taught us, which you're supposed to recite yourself, or they don't read Ayatul Kursi, which the Prophet told us, it's something good to do, and they don't make the tasbih on their fingers, which is the sunnah. And they actually neglect the sunnah in order to perform this thing, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do. And we could mention many, many examples like that, brothers and sisters. Okay, so that's what you have to think. I could be wrong if someone can bring an evidence, but in England, believe me, the brothers have been searching left, right and center, and mashallah, I have to say, many of the imams, even though they have been following this tradition for a long time, they have even announced to their congregation, we didn't find any evidence for it. Even in the old books of Hanafi fiqh, they couldn't find an evidence for it. And they had to admit that this is something, even the old books of fiqh, we didn't even find that in it. So they realized that this is not something correct. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And always, brothers and sisters, we are under the evidence. We are under the evidence. If someone brings the dalil, alhamdulillah, we're ready to change our opinion. You know, and that's how we should be. Wallahu alam.